Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by ToughManTry.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $75 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. We've had over 1 million downloads of our show. As always, endurance lives here. If we're chatting endurance, why not chat with the three-time Ironman world champion, the two-time Ironman 70.3 world champion, the Ironman world champion course record holder, Mr. Craig Alexander. Crowey, how the heck are you?
Good, Bob. How are you?
I am wonderful. So I remember 2011, you're out racing in Kona, you're breaking the course record, and all of a sudden, as the whole world is watching, your body is cramping. And I'm going, oh, my God, there's nothing this guy can do. After that experience, did you start looking for remedies for cramping?
You know what? My whole career, I've always looked at ways just to be better, anything to do with performance. And it's funny you mentioned that particular instance because I guess that was the most public one. But I have cramped quite a bit in my career. And a lot of it was at strange times. I remember once in 2010 out at the Rev 3 race in Connecticut. It was a very cold morning, but the water was warm and we didn't wear wetsuits. And I was cramping in the warm-up before the gun went off and then during the swim. And so not a time you would normally expect to cramp. And also out in Kona, I had a similar experience the last year I raced out there. Just after the gun went off, I got hit right in the calf muscle.
Yep.
In sort of that frenetic start to the race, and that brought on a cramp that I couldn't really get rid of the whole swim. So you know, typically you think of cramps coming towards the end of races, but my experience was I was getting them in the beginning sometimes, and whether it was from the temperature or direct hit to the muscle belly. I don't know, but they were debilitating, and it led me to believe that there was always a mechanism of cramping that we didn't understand. And, you know, I studied as a physical therapist. I remember clearly as an undergraduate we learned about the relationship between nerves and muscles. But what we used to study was when things went wrong, like with stroke patients. But it was always recognized that those neural pathways led to better sort of functional performance and endurance performance. So it was something that I was always interested in. And you know me, I was always looking at ways to get better, whether it was with my equipment or with just trying to improve my body.
Well, and that's something you've always done. And now that you're 43, about to get AARP benefits, you're racing better than ever. But the competition, when you go to a race like Vineman this weekend, between Andy Potts winning and Sam Appleton in fifth, I mean, Terenzo Bazzone in fifth, you guys were like 3 minutes and 38 seconds apart. So the difference, you get a cramp somewhere along the way, you're out of the money. It's a huge difference. And the fields are deeper than ever.
Absolutely. And then, you know, this, I mean, you've raced as well. There's very few things in our sport and in a lot of sports that are as debilitating and can stop you in your tracks like a cramp. I mean, it's the end of your day, really. So, the racing's only getting more and more competitive. And you know, I've always been about trying to just, not just about winning, it's just trying to perform at your best level and take care of the things that you can manage to help you get that performance that you're after.
So when did you discover Hot Shot? And obviously when we think of cramping, I've always thought of, okay, my electrolytes are low, I should be taking more salt. There was always, that was what we looked at when it came to cramping. When did you discover Hot Shot, and was it something that was effective for you right away?
Well, I first heard about it about 12 months ago. And it was really what I read, the science behind it, that interested me. And then when we were in Kona last year, I got to meet Dr. Rod McKinnon, who was one of the co-inventors. And he's a Nobel Prize-winning scientist who also just happens to be an avid endurance athlete. And, for me, that had a bit of authenticity. You know, he wasn't just coming from one realm or the other. Normally, you're coming from the athlete's perspective or the science perspective. You know, Rod and his co-inventor, Bruce, who's also on the line with us today, they're avid endurance paddlers who suffered cramping when they're out on one of their long paddles, and that led them to look into it more. So For me, it was sort of an authentic start to a problem that's been in the sport for a long time and in all sports for a long time. And so I met Rod and had a chat to him, and I really just believe in the science behind it and in Rod and Bruce's expertise. And then, you know, I've been using it myself for the last 8 months to good effect. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in it.
Is it something that you would take before the race? Is it something that you carry with you? I mean, when you start to feel a cramp coming on in a race, would you use it then?
Well, as I said, we've got Dr. Bruce Bean on the line, so yeah. I'll get him to answer that in a sec. But I'll just, my own experience is I've just been using it 30 to 45 minutes before each race that I've done. And uh-huh. I've also used it before all my key workouts, my harder workouts and my longer workouts. I also take a shot about 45 minutes before. But Dr. Bruce, I might get you to jump in here and lend a short thoughts on, you know, the application and how you've seen athletes and how you've used it yourself as well.
Sure, yeah. Well, what we're hearing from people is that, like Crowe said, a lot uh-huh. of people take it before,
right?
And it seems to be very effective at preventing the cramping from developing initially. We're also hearing from a lot of people who take a second shot, you know, if they're doing a long series of rides, for example. I've talked to a number of people who train by going up and down Bear Mountain, you know, five times, who will take it in the middle after 3 hours or so. And so what surprised us also is we're hearing from people who say that even though they don't suffer from cramping necessarily, that they like taking it afterwards and feel that it helps with their muscle recovery and reduces soreness.
What's been the biggest surprise for you when you're launching a product like this? Because it's interesting, when I've looked at the successful nutrition products over the years, if you look at Brian Maxwell, who created Power Bar, and Gary Erickson, who created Cliff Bar, it was authentic. They were like, I need something to fuel me during a race. Or in Gary's case, I'm tired of eating Power Bars after six of these things. There's got to be something else. In your case, you guys are kayaking, your hands are cramping, your forearms are cramping, and you needed to find out what was causing this so that you can continue doing what you loved.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the big surprise to us was when we started looking at recent research from the last 10 years, what we discovered was that what we had been taught in medical school and graduate school, that it's from, you know, dehydration yeah. or electrolyte depletion or lactic acid buildup, that was now all known to be wrong, and that it's actually coming from the neuron that controls the muscle, you know, not from the muscle itself. And that's really what led us to this new treatment.
And as you were researching, were you surprised at the results you were finding?
Very surprised, actually. I mean, you know, the idea that electrolyte depletion and dehydration causes cramping is very well entrenched. You know, it's been
Absolutely.
Repeated so much.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, of course you need to stay hydrated, and of course you need to replace your electrolytes if you're an endurance athlete. But that's not the reason you're cramping. And what we heard from a lot of people, you know, a lot of athletes, was that they knew that because they were getting cramping when they knew they were very well hydrated and you know, had electrolytes completely replaced.
The other side is a lot of times you design a product, you take it beforehand, you take it you know, during your competition or in training. Did it surprise you that people were starting, the application became, hey, I use it afterwards because it's helping with muscle recovery?
That was a big surprise to us because yeah. that's not what we were thinking. That's not kind of not really what the design was, but we're hearing that from enough people that, you know, it seems clear that it's helpful that way too.
So, Craig, as a guy who, like we said, 43 years old, obviously still at the top of your game, you're having a phenomenal year, just coming off of a third place at Vineman. You've had to change your game, obviously, as you've aged. Is Hotshot, that's become a regular part of changing your game with core training and more flexibility? You obviously have to look for other ways to stay relevant as an athlete.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, each year you get older.
Yeah.
It's a different year. Your body changes and things are different. The way you recover changes. And I think it was a problem I had 2 or 3 years ago because, you know, you desperately want to hold on to the way that you've always done things, but there comes a point where you can't do that anymore.
Right.
You need to think outside the box a little bit. And, you know, I've always been about just trying to improve. It's not about winning. It's just trying to be better, just trying to be a better athlete. And I think, you know, there's been a huge push to look externally. And there are gains to be made externally, whether it be with aerodynamics, bike setup, all those sorts of things. I've been a big believer in all those things.
Yep.
But, I mean, 95% of it, or maybe more, 99% of it is still the athlete. We need to look at ourselves and getting ourselves to perform better. That's where performance comes from. It comes from the training and the way you look after yourself and getting your body to perform at its optimum level. So that was one of the things that led me to it as well. You know, after reading the science and reading about Bruce and Rod's background and where they were coming from and their expertise in the science field and how this product came about, you know, it just got me thinking along those lines. You know, we need to start looking at ourselves as the prime force in endurance performance. I mean, you know, our performance and our outcome is driven by our training and our bodies, not just by the external equipment that we can use.
Again, the product is Hotshot and teamhotshot.com for finding out all the information. Craig Alexander, three-time Ironman world champion and course record holder, has joined us along with Dr. Bruce Bean. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks, mate.
All right. Again, we are brought to you by ToughManTry.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $75 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on iTunes or on Babbitt Phil. And as always, endurance lives here.